I got involved with Iditarod back in 1980, and I had been at the ABC affiliate, Channel 13, here in Anchorage, and got the call from the manager that said, hey, how'd you like to go to Nome? And I went, to what? I didn't really know what it was. And so I flew to Nome, and I believe Joe May was the winner that year. So that's how I got involved. Here today and involved with Iditarod because... you know, when I'm doing it, I wonder why in the world am I, if somebody wants me to come back next year, I'm not going to do it. It's too much work, but I always come back and, just love doing it. Love meeting the people on the trail at the start, at the finish. I think it's the people. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was probably the first year that I did the race on snow machine. We were only going to go as far as McGrath, and then there was a problem with the plane, so I got on the snow machine and went. And if I had seen some of the places that we went, I probably would have said, I'm not interested, but we made it through, and it was just a lot of fun. So that was around 89 or something like that. Jesus is... Oh, I'm sorry. What I know for sure in life is Jesus is in my life, and that keeps me going day to day. And then with the Iditarod, just being able to see the God's creation from the the coast where there's no trees to the inland areas and the small bush communities and things like that, is just God has truly blessed this place.